Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially if we get a chance to bring our good friend Tony Uphoff back on the show. Tony has become a great member of our Brain Trust, CEO of Thomas, which is a leading source of suppliers and manufacturers, and that, been doing that now for over a century. He anchors a popular Thomas Index video reports, which you can find, I'm sure, there at Thomas on their website. And he's also a very well-respected expert in the area of the marketplace and manufacturing and the economy. And he's here to talk to us about that very topic. Tony, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, thanks so much for having us back on.
It's always a pleasure to have you here. I'm excited for you because, and I'm proud of you because you were recently invited to speak and to manage to moderate a roundtable at the White House on trade, on manufacturing. Tell us what you saw and tell us what you learned.
Thanks, Jim. And what an honor and a blast it was. We produce on a regular basis updates on demand trends by product and service, as you know. We produce this in video format. We take all the data from the, you know, nearly 2 million users of our ThomasNet platform and then anonymize it and just look at trends. And a member, a director of the Department of Commerce, happened to come to one of our events where we showcased this data. And she invited us to lead a roundtable on trends in U.S. manufacturing for senior officials in the Department of Commerce, the Small Business Administration, and then several congressional districts that have heavy manufacturing, in their base. A just mind-blowing, fun experience. But what the White House was particularly interested in talking about based on our data, A, they wanted to look at and get a fresh set of eyes on the misperception of U.S. manufacturing. I think, Jim, you and I have talked before.
Yep.
U.S. manufacturing is used as a bit of a political pawn sometimes in this country, and as a result, there's a lot of misperceptions. It is a growing, high-tech, fast-paced industry with great jobs, and it has been on a growth curve for a lot of time, a long time now, and U.S. manufacturing is competitive on the global stage.
And it's also another thing that a lot of people don't realize is there are trends in manufacturing for a lot of different reasons that are causing manufacturing to shift their focus on where they produce things, and a lot more of it than people know today is a lot more of that is being refocused on the U.S.
And I think you're exactly right. The term, and you know this really well, Jim, is called reshoring, where companies are bringing manufacturing back to the U.S. And by the way, they're not doing that for altruistic reasons. They're doing it because U.S. manufacturing is competitive. We're also seeing a fair amount of growth in U.S. manufacturers getting international business. In other words, international companies, non-U.S. companies, doing manufacturing in the U.S. So they really wanted to talk about that. The other thing they're fascinated with and somewhat concerned about is the way U.S. manufacturing became competitive again is through automation, advanced, factory floors and getting really smart about the way that we manufacture. And that's happened over the last 20 or 30 years. Well, now what's happening is there's a digital transformation of the sales, marketing, and supply chain management side of industry. And so I think the government is somewhat concerned. They're watching a lot of their constituencies in these areas where those companies haven't yet made that move. And so they want to make sure that U.S. manufacturers, let's call it the front office, you know, help to add technology into the front office of their operations to make sure they can retain a sense of competitive vibrancy in the marketplace. And that was, you know, that was interesting for us. They saw that in our data, but it was interesting that we had quite a conversation around that. We certainly talked about the skills shortage that's near and dear to the hearts of everybody.
That's not a shortage. That's a crisis.
It is, Jim, and I appreciate you phrasing it that way. The industry created 248,000 jobs in the U.S. last year alone in 2018. And as you know, the big bubble there is a lot of these jobs are going unfilled, mm-hmm. and the estimates of, you know, this growth of this opening is a big deal. And as a result, there's a lot of trickle-down challenges there, you know, that relate to regulatory and education.
The United States of America has been able to create some amazing technology and capability, but we still don't have a plan for converting our workforce into that new century. We still haven't done a good job of that. We're making progress, but we got a long way to go, and consequently, we're sitting here with 7 million jobs going wanting and not enough people to fill them, and a whole bunch of those jobs, maybe as much as 2 million of them, are manufacturing. Right back after the messages.
You're exactly right.
Tony Appel. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.